the song includes so, so, so many references to nature, and you actually grew up on a cattle farm. For a lot of us non-cowgirl kind of country fans over here in the UK, what does living on a cattle farm entail?
A lot of alone time. Maybe that's why I don't like being alone now. I grew up in Alaska until I was 7, and then moved back to Arkansas where my family is from, and lived from there on out on my grandfather's cattle farm that my dad built our childhood home on his part of the land. So lots of space. It's a lot of running through fields with no shoes on. My animals were all my best friends. I rode bareback on my horses all the time, and I just had a lot of time to kind of think and create and be bored, which I think is very, especially now, I had no idea that as an adult that would be such a unique experience. I don't know that I would suggest, like, for my kid, I'm really excited that he has a little bit of a balance. We go back to Arkansas a lot, and he experiences that space, but he also isn't, we live in, like, more of a suburban area, so he has, like, a community of friends, and he's not so isolated, right? But his environment, my grandfather was my best friend, you know, like, we would play together all the time, and he'd, you know, feeding the cows on a daily basis, their hay or whatever, and we named them all. And so it's very simple, really, really present life, which is something that I feel like I value and revere more and more as I grow up and as I grow older.
Now, fans can pre-order your upcoming album now, The Fall and The Rise, but what track are you most excited for fans to hear and dive into?
That's a hard question. That's like impossible for me to answer. I feel like I'm so lucky to have gotten to release this album now, because I have gotten to give so many of the pieces their space to shine. If I had to choose one song that I am so proud of, it's a song called Feel Me God. I just think it's an insane song. And I'm lucky that I got to record it. And then there's going to be a featured track on The Fall and Rise that is going to be, it's my favorite, it's my all-time favorite Patti Griffin cover. And I've loved the song since 2007, and I've wanted to record it ever since then and have never been able to. This is the first album I've ever made that I've had complete creative control. So I've been able to make all of my own decisions and not have to compromise with the powers that be. And so that's a huge thing for me. So this song was going on there. So I'm really excited that this Patti Griffin cover is going to be on the album. And I'm duetting it with an incredible artist. I actually haven't announced it online yet, but I'm duetting it with the artist named Harper O'Neill. And she's just finished up a tour opening up Ashley McBride in Europe, actually.
Yeah.
She's kicking butt. I'm so excited about all the things she's doing. But we did this song together. It's going to be the feature track. So that will be something new that will be on the album. But having to choose one is, like, not possible.
Because there's a few singles you've re-released in the build-up to the album. One track that I think I'd really like us to talk about is a song called What I'm Thinking About. I want to talk about it because I think there's an assumption about Southern women, or I think just women in general, who are wives, who are mothers, and not being thought of when words like sexuality and sensuality are being used in the room. And there's this really, honestly, it's really limiting stigma surrounding that, which you do address on the track.
Dare we be complex human beings, right?
Yeah. What kind of journey did you go through to arrive at a point where you thought, I have to write a song about this, I have to get this off my chest?
Yeah, I wrote that song with Autumn and my very dear friend, Josh Matheny, who's also from Arkansas. And I feel like it was not very, it wasn't like intentionally written as like a bad to kind of call that out. It was like the result of me coming on the other side of my personal journey was that a song like that would be comfortable for me to write and inspiring for me to write. I feel like that was sort of like the result that I had processed through the things that I had processed that I needed to be healthier about accepting the complexities of who I am and not being submissive to the limitations that society puts on you, right? I grew up in a very isolated religious environment and very immersed in purity culture, and my identity was very much thing to unpack, you know? And so I hadn't written a lot of sexy songs in my life because I feel like from a very young age, I was taught to not access that part of who I was. And then as I've gotten older, I've realized that is so limiting. And the only person that's really sacrificing or losing in that scenario is me. And older, I've just kind of started not listening to that stigma and deciding that this is a place in humanity where we should evolve and make space for how expansive women are. And so more songs like what I'm thinking out there, please. That's what I would like. And I feel like I grew up with either you're pure or you're a slut. And like, there's no other option.
Yeah.
Right. But like exactly. Limiting is the best word, you know? It's like, no, there's definitely lots of different rainbows of the world, and we should all embrace all of those things.
And I think that Crave, which is another track on the LP, follows on in a very, very similar theme, but I think it's a lot more direct than what I'm thinking. Were they written at the same time?
That's a good question. I don't remember. They were written with different people. With me as well, but with Blake Bollinger. And I remember we wrote that song a lot around a track, which was the only song that we did that with. And a lot of people do that, but I just haven't as much with songs that I tend to record. So that one, especially on tracking day, that was the most experimental song. That was the one that we were like, I don't know how this is going to turn out, because the demo was literally like a track. That wasn't like a track, meaning like not acoustic instruments and my voice. And so I couldn't be more thrilled for how the song turned out. And yeah, it's a lot more empowering and direct and a lot more of like a dominant energy, which us women can encapsulate if we want to.
Fine.
Dancing all around, something in the air between you and me. Talking without sound, these words can't quite say what it could be. There's a push and a pull, don't make me a fool, 'cause there's no way that
There are so many stories that will weave throughout the whole EP in a really, really swampy honky-tonk track called Man from Memphis. I love the line that you sing when you say, "Don't marry a man from Memphis, I would know." And I think for us UK residents, I think when we think of Memphis, we think of Graceland, we think of men like Johnny Cash, we think of Elvis Presley and blues music. But for you, how do you describe Memphis?
Well, I am married to a man from Memphis, so I have both all of those amazing cultural experiences that Memphis encapsulates. It's such a cool historical city, and it has so much character and so much history that's so valuable and has impacted us all, whether we know it or not. But also, I have a lot of personal experience on the culture that Memphis is, which is really specific. And I wrote it as a tongue-in-cheek song to my husband, but I also wrote it specifically about his grandfather, who I never got to meet. But there's this picture, and I've posted the picture online, kind of describing the song. There's this picture of him where he has this cowboy hat on. He was a firefighter, and he had like more blinged out jewelry than I own. And he would, you know, he was just such a character. And, you know, they all smoke barbecue, and they wear a lot of jewelry, and they have big old, they're like flashy, but they're like really masculine. And it's such a, I've not seen that kind of character in that specific way anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to kind of, and he, so the other part of it that was so cool to me is that his story was, so Justin's, he was married to Justin's grandmother, and that was not his first wife. He had been married before, and he supposedly was like a wild man in his younger years, and just like, you know, made all the wrong decisions and did all the crazy things. And then, you know, I think he that kind of ruined his first marriage and stuff like that. So he had to start over. And then he met Justin's grandmother and it tamed him. Like, he was just like, this is it. This is my lady for life. Like, the love of my life. And he kind of like chilled out after that. But I just thought, how Memphian of him. And my husband kind of does stuff like that sometimes. I feel like that's a little bit of a balance between him and I. Like, I'm very much a rule follower. I want to know what the right thing to do is and what the wrong thing to do is. And when there's a lot of gray in an insecure situation, I really struggle. And my husband doesn't have that as much, and so it kind of helps me out. But then sometimes he'll do some stupid stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're such a Memphian.
I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really eager for myself and for our listeners as well to hear the album. And we're actually going to play one of the tracks from the album now. We're going to play Man from Memphis. Would you like to introduce the track to our listeners?
Oh, sure. Well, my name's Hannah Blaylock. This song is called Man from Memphis, and I wrote it for my husband. I hope you like it.
Mercy, Lord, they like their drink in Memphis. Make no mistake, those hands are tough as leather. Hiding under
Fires by Hannah Blaylock is set for release in only a few hours now. You can also purchase a signed copy of the album on Hannah's website. I've been listening to Hannah Blaylock since her Eden's Edge days, so I was absolutely thrilled that she had time to sit down with me and take me through her album. I must say, it is such a wonderfully well thought out album, and it is such a great experience for me and for everyone who's going to listen to it tomorrow. It's so nice to hear Hannah have an album where she has full creative control, working with Autumn and working with Jared. Hannah Blaylock with The Fall and Rise. Be sure to tune in again next week, where I'll be diving into Peter Sun's latest release with him called $20. I would definitely recommend checking out that single and also checking out his new EP called Lead Me to the Water for anyone who is looking for a reminiscent John Denver sound but with a modern love story thread running through his works. I'd love to have a love song written by that guy. It'd be a dream come true. Someone, though, who's currently living the dream right now is Corey Kent. He's fresh off the scene from Ashley McBride's tour. I had the great opportunity of seeing that show a few weekends ago in Hammersmith, and it was just Corey and his guitar and this next track which really stood out to me in his set list. This is Corey Kent now with This Heart.
Someday he might be what you got on your wrist, pinky up on your gin martini.
You're the kind of guy that needs a pseudonym on hotel guest list. Maybe to you being rude don't seem too unseemly, but you should be careful how you treat like that at a party. What if your castle ever crumbles under you? You'll never know. Someday he might be somebody, and if not, it's still not a nice thing. Use those two left feet.
things are watching.
Dance Like No One's Watching by Gabby Barrett there. It comes from her new album called Chapter and Verse, which are also the names of the tracks that bookend that project. The entire album weaves together Gabby's stories of her childhood, her children's current childhood, and her love for her religion. It's a really, truly beautiful album, Chapter and Verse by Gabby Barrett there. Before that, we played a new duet by Jordan Shellhart and Charlie Worsham called A Nice Thing To Do. Actually, early on the show, myself and Hannah Blaylock were discussing some iconic duet partners, and I am a fool for a great duet or collaboration, and I must say that I'm an absolute fool for this next track. It describes perfectly someone that you just need to let go of, but yet still so many strings are still attached that you just can't cut through just yet. This is Cameron Marlowe and Ella Langley with Strangers.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what to say. That old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talking, cross the lines. Let's say it now before we say goodbye. We can't.
Certain, I'm gonna spend it all on you. Every dollar and dime, I'll
give you all my time, or we can let it all slip away and stay here all day, hanging on to every little word you say. Babe, let's keep it simple. No place I'd rather be with you right here next to me. More until the sun fades, we should stay here all day. Yeah, yeah. You could put on a sundress, a sapphire necklace, and we could go downtown. We could hop in my C10 and just go driving till the gas runs out. Or we could play the floor, take it nice and slow. Girl, what do you say? Let's stay here all day, hanging on to every little word you say. Babe, it's simple. No place I'd rather be with you right here next to me. Morning till the sun fades, we should stay here. Be better than this. What you say? We should stay here all day, hanging on to every little word you say. Baby, let's keep it simple. No place I'd rather be with you right here next to me. Morning till the sun fades, we should stay here.
Long gone are his singing days in Walmart. That was Mason Ramsey, who has since performed at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Here All Day is Mason's most recent release following his Falls Into Place EP. That EP only came out in October of last year. However, Here All Day does not feature on that project. Hopefully this means a full album is well underway. Turning now to this week's currently on repeat track, it comes from an artist that gained a big following via TikTok. Her TikToks have since taken her all around the States on many sold out shows, and to now the release of her debut album. Playing the title track of her first and brand new album, this is The Night Shift, spinning Ashley Kutcher's House on the Water.
Vision where you hold me in the kitchen, in the wake of the water faces glowing. I hold on to the image, even though it's off in the distance. I know it might take a minute, but good things come. So just know, I swear I would wait for you if you wait for me to. So hold on. You may end up using. So hold on a little bit longer. Meet me in a house on the water. Meet me in a house on the water. Grew up on Park Beach. Is a drive right off the Chesapeake with a boat, a dock, and a porch swing. When I told you later on in my old age, I spent every one of my last days in a small house on the Big Bay. You said you'd come through. I know that was years ago, but you should know that I still hold on hope. I don't think I'll ever let you go. No. So hold on a little bit longer. It's only a little bit further. swear I will wait for you if you'll wait for me too. So hold on a little bit longer. It's only a little bit further.
You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram and at Facebook at the Night Shift 98, where you can keep up with the latest releases that country music around the world has to offer. You're now listening to Nicole Shortland with Out of Town Girl.
Darling, what's your name? I ain't seen you around. He knew right away I was from out of town. And I was captivated from the moment I laid eyes on him. So then he buys me a drink. He looks at me, says, Nicole, I've never met a girl that's quite as beautiful as you. And I think I'm gonna make you mine. 'Cause he's an old school man with a wild side, a little spark of danger in his eyes, and he makes me feel safe, so we talk the night away. And now we're four wheels down the interstate. Says he wants to give me his last name. He's falling, falling, falling out of town, girl. He's falling. Out of town girl. Ooh, he's falling for this out of town girl. Ooh, then as we talk of the past, he tells me he's on the run. Hasn't been home in over 30 months. We go to meet his mama. He asks if I wanna join him. Follow him blindly off the edge of a cliff. Never met a man that makes me feel like this. I'm hooked. Said I'll go with you ever. 'Cause he's an old school man with a wild side, a little spark of danger in his eyes, and he makes me feel safe. So we talk tonight. And he makes me feel safe, so we talk the night away. Ooh. And now we're four-wheel driving down the interstate. He says he wants to give me his last name, 'cause he's falling, falling for an out-of-town girl. He's falling for an out-of-town girl. Out-of-town girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. He's falling for this out-of-town girl.
Mm-hmm. paperweight pushing on my chest. I've had my share of clean getaways, but this feels like a test. Honey, I can hold my own, but I don't wanna let you go. I can't say no. The struggle is oh so real. The pages of my plans, they turn at the touch of your hand.
This morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melodies pure and true, saying, this is my message to you.
My message. Somewhere in Milwaukee, there's snow covered in concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. And when I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue.
Tate FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday, 10 p.m. until midnight. Be sure to tune in again to next week's show, where I'll be interviewing Peter Sun about his latest single called $20 and his new EP called Leave Me to the Water. We're going to play one of these tracks for you now. This is Madeline clocking out the night shift with Peter Sun's 1st of July. Good night.
She loves me, I know, but she loves the mountains more. Sun on her shoulders, 1st of July. I know that she loves me, yeah. I know, but she loves the wildflowers in her hair, a crown of dandelions. You can't. She pushes your limits, she makes her own rules. She'll lift you up, just let you down. But she's honest, she's kind, she's like no one around. I'll sing her my songs, and I'll stay through the night with her in my arms, with her at my side. So tell him what is so wrong, and I'll make it right. I know that she's happy, I know, cause she's humming while she eats at the counter, 12 o'clock noon. I know that she's happy, yeah. I know, cause she's reading me her stories that she writes, but not the ones she hides. Oh, you can't tell her one thing to do. She pushes your limits, she makes her own rules. She'll lift you up, just to let you down. But she's honest, she's kind, she's like no one around. I'll sing her my songs, I'll stay through the night. Dear honey bear love.
sweetheart of mine. So tell me what's wrong. Help me right. There's nothing else I want without her. Days go by. I know that I love her. I know, 'cause I'm waiting for her call in the morning, 1st of July.